Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to the Real, Raw, Relevant podcast, dedicated to helping you live a more authentic life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're going to talk about something very powerful. Let's take a deep dive and explore taking the higher road when you're dealing with jealous and envious people. You've all noticed that person, their energy in a room, you're living your best life, you're feeling fulfilled, you're feeling accomplished, you're glowing, you've checked off all of your list, and you've accomplished all of your mini goals. Instead of that person in the room congratulating you, they feel a little bit jealous. They feel a little bit insecure around you because the success in you brings out the jealousy in them. So we've all experienced that at some point of our life. And the best thing to interact and encounter with that level of energy, which is very low vibrational, is to take the higher road. It doesn't matter if that's a family member, a friend, a spouse, a neighbor. You can't really be friends for your own good if that person is jealous of you. They'll try to bring you down. They'll gossip about you. They'll say all types of negative things and try to slander your name and try to just pretty much like dim your moment, dim your light. So, and that's just because you're doing great. If you weren't doing great, you wouldn't even draw that energy out of them. So unfortunately, some people, instead of congratulating you and praising you for your accomplishments and for your wins and for you cultivating this beautiful life that you've worked hard to achieve, because obviously if you're living great and you have this life that you desired and that you worked on and that person isn't there, that breeds like envious. There are a lot of envious people there around you, whether you want to see it or not. Or you may be like me, you're so focused and you barely see it. Like I barely notice it because I'm so focused on my craft and what I'm into. But sometimes they're just so that jealousy and that envy is so strong that there's no way you can miss it. So like I said, there are a lot of envious people that give off a certain energy. And there is no way you could not feel or notice that low vibrational energy in the room, whether that's from their body language, the things they say, or even what they're telling you, like just bluntly just coming out with it. It all comes from their insecurities, because when they see you, it speaks something to them and it makes them feel inadequate when you're shining and you're thriving in life. And that triggers them, and that's where you're experiencing that negative energy. Like you just walk into the room and you could feel that energy just coming from them, whether it's your lifestyle, the way you dress, your financial situation, your looks, your height, your personality, your smell, your aura that just draw them in. That's where it gets tricky. You're not really sure exactly what it is, but you do feel that their energy towards you is just very off-putting. And the best way to deal with anyone that you're encountering like this is to take the higher road. Don't entertain them. Don't go back and forth. Keep the conversation very cordial and brief, and just letting that person know that you're determined to be great, and they could just sit back and have a front row seat with their popcorn and watch you be great. So like I said, the best thing to do to counteract that is just take the higher road, because they may think that you feel that you're superior and you just think you're larger than life because you're very confident, and they're just triggered with jealousy and envy and just such negative dark energy. The best thing to do is to avoid that human cycle of trying to understand their thought process, because you'll never understand why someone could operate on such low vibrations, you know? So just keep in mind that there are so many tools to counteract that negativity if you're experiencing this or if you experienced it in the past. The best thing to do is take the higher road, keep being you, keep being awesome. Don't let it like chip away at your self-esteem. Know that you're fantastic. That's why they are, you know, just hating and being jealous and being envious. Like, let them have a front row seat to your greatness. But as far as your interactions, keep it very light, keep it breathe, and just work on strategies to not let that individual get under your skin with their negativity. So let's unpack a few gems on how to technically deal with them. One of the greatest things to combat their negativity is to remain positive. That's right, remain positive and ignore their negativity. And just, you know, let them tell you what it is that they're feeling and observe it accordingly, but don't give in to them. Don't take on their negative energy. Don't let that energy transfer happen. Be a good example and lead by example and, you know, actually be a level, like a guiding force for them, because obviously there's something dark in their life, you know, trying to figure out what's causing them to be this way. That's sort of like going into a rabbit hole, a very dark path. Show empathy and understand that they're not where you're at and it's okay, but you don't have to match their dark negativity. Just keep your light, stay positive, stay motivated, keep grinding, and know that you're doing great, because your high level energy is kind of like what's drawing them to you because of your success and your greatness. So keep that in mind. Sometimes you may have something that they wish they had. They're doing that comparison game. Remember we talked about that? That's the last thing you want to do, is just compare yourself to others. And it may leave them feeling inadequate when they're around you and they create this roadblock for you, or they're coming to you with this low vibrational energy. Perhaps they're hoping that you could possibly cheer them up. And actually, you know, in essence, dealing with negative people requires compassion, taking responsibility for your own happiness and maturity. One of the greatest things that I learned, just being in Manhattan and working in the office there, I learned that there's two type of people. We did this little game. They're like, are you like an eagle or are you a lion? Are you an energy giver or an energy taker? And I'm like, what are they talking about? It's too early in the morning for this. But I realized that there are some people in the world that uplift others. They're such a positive person. They're a ray beam of light. I know for me personally, I'm always happy, always shining bright. I've meditated. I've had my lattes. I'm ready to go. So I'm very chipper in the morning. My nickname in college was Sunshine. It was like, hey, Sunshine. So, you know, that's, I'm sort of like an energy giver. So I'm like, oh, that's what that is. And then there's some people that they're just not there. They don't radiate any light. They don't provide any positive energy into any room that they walk in. So they are energy takers. They're like energy vampires. So it's up to you to be discerning and understand the difference between an energy giver, someone that's cultivating and fostering a positive environment wherever they go. They bring that sunshine. They bring the light. They bring such good vibes. They're vibing. And then you also have those people that just have that dark, negative energy, and it's like a dark cloud when they walk in the room. So don't let that get you down. Like, be a positive light and continue to understand that sometimes don't take it personal. That person may be dealing with something. And then if they are dealing with something, that's an area for you to have more compassion and, you know, take those things into consideration if they bring that to the forefront, because at times we're not mind readers and we don't know what a person is facing. But like I said, don't let that be any like sprinkle darkness over your lightness. Keep it positive, keep shining bright, keep being amazing. Now, if you are one of those people that take it deeply when someone is coming at you a certain way, if someone's jealous of you, if someone's just giving you like this energy, that's understandable because as humans, some humans as people being human, our happiness depends so much on the quality of the relationships that we keep around us. Some people are just social creatures, you know, so that's something. It's off-putting if someone in your circle, whether that's work-related, whether that's personal, that they're making you feel a certain way. So you can address the situation, but you also want to look at things from two separate perspectives. Like, one of the things I highly recommend is to not take it in, not take that negativity in, and to not take it personal, because what you're doing by paying attention and giving light to that person, like, and what they're projecting in your area, you're actually getting off course. You're getting distracted by their negativity. So don't let anyone's negativity, dark mood, low vibrational energy distract you from your greatness. And remember, there are times where life throws curveballs. We encounter negativity, we experience disappointments, and sometimes face hurtful words or actions from other people. And it's in these moments that it's easy to react with anger, resentment, and even retaliation. And I just want to pause on that note. Pause. And think of any situation where you feel that someone did you wrong and you immediately wanted to react on defense. Sometimes you have to pause and let those emotions and let those feelings pass through you so that you can approach things from a more logical standpoint, because it's so easy to do that. But choosing to take the higher road, even when it's challenging, even when that person has worked on your last nerve, and you know, when you say it's the last nerve, that's a lot of work they've done. So even when it's challenging, you can even have a profound impact on your own well-being and relationships with others. So what you want to do when you're dealing with a negative person is protect your peace. There is so much power in prioritizing your inner peace. Your inner peace matters. Protect it with all that you have. Understand that your reaction to that negativity, it impacts your own peace. You're feeding into it. You're actually, I'm the type of person, I'm not feeding anything. You will starve. If you want me to react to something and you're being negative, I'm sorry. I will not feed you. You will starve. I am not feeding into anyone's negativity. I don't have the time, the energy, the attention to put on you, especially when you're being negative. I value my time. My time is like money, so I'm not spending it on you, negative Nancy. So that's something to keep in mind, that you're feeding into this person's negativity. And the more you give them attention, the more you feed that negativity, the more they're just going to keep taunting you and they're going to keep at it. But if you ignore them, if you continue to take the higher road, you continue to shine bright, that actually gets under their skin even more. Like, you're not even paying them any attention. And trust me, they'll eventually get the memo and cut it out if they have sense. But, you know, sometimes people just don't have sense, and that's nothing you can do about it. So understand your triggers and how you're reacting to that person. Don't engage in petty arguments or gossip, no matter how tempting it could be. Just take the higher road and just press forward, and just stay focused, because negativity is a distraction. A person's low vibrational energy, that's a distraction from your greatness. And obviously that person is gravitating towards you because it's something that they're lacking. So you just keep being great. You just keep working on your goals, attacking them, and just being awesome, being your your awesome self. Just keep doing that. Because when you choose to be positive and bring your own positive energy, you actually uplift others around you. So everyone, and sometimes, let me tell you a secret, you think you're the only person that that person is being negative to, but a negative person, they just irritate everyone's soul in the room. Like, everyone's probably thinking what you're thinking, and they're all like, yes, this person is very low vibrational. But I just want to say to you that don't let that like interfere with how you're going to show up, because it's actually going to throw you off your game. Don't let anyone's attitude distract you or throw you off your game. You're supposed to stay focused. You're supposed to keep your head in the game, and you're supposed to focus on strategies, how you could be the best version of you. You're supposed to keep doing your positive affirmations. You're supposed to continue to be accountable and just motivate and uplift others around you. And by taking the higher road, that negative person, they eventually will come around. And one of the things, when they do come around, we have to understand that forgiveness is a part of the process as well. That we don't want to hold on to grudges like, oh, I remember you were just this negative hater yesterday. Now you want to come around. I don't trust if you're being genuine or sincere. But here's the thing. You have to forgive people for their shortcomings. That doesn't mean that you have to be best friends with them. But forgiveness opens up a whole different, it opens up a different door. It opens up a different window of opportunity. And it shifts the energy in the room and the environment in a relationship or whatever that may be. So forgiveness is not about them. Forgiveness is about you. So you don't want that negativity to eat at you and just tear you apart. So a part of you, you have to forgive people for their negativity, take the higher road, but also have appropriate boundaries and put them in their place and keep it light, keep it cordial, keep it respectful, and do you live your best life, accomplish all of your goals, accomplish everything that you desire, continue to be passionate, continue to be bubbly, continue to light up every room that you go into. Don't let anyone dim your light, and know that there's something incredible about you. That's why they are constantly coming at you. If you feel they're always like they have something against you, they always have this bone with you to pick with you. But reality is you have something that they're lacking. So instead of trying to cultivate the tools on what they can do to be the better version of their self, their strategy is just to knock you down so that you're not progressing further past them, and they can give themselves some time to catch up. But reality is, you have to stay focused. You have to stay in your lane and stay polished and stay sharp and take the higher road. You'll find peace, because it's nothing like peace of mind. And I like to say, peace looks good on me. Peace and positivity, that looks good on me, and I wear it well. And that is like what I like to practice, being positive, being like patient with others. Like, sometimes you have to, I always mention giving yourself grace, but sometimes that negative person, they may need grace. You don't know what their circumstances is. You don't know what their finances is. You don't know what their health situation is. You don't know what their support system is. So you may have things that they lag, and they're just taking it out on you. So what you don't want to do is start your day off with all of your good energy, all of your affirmations. You're positive, you're uplifted, you're amped, you're ready to take on the day, you're ready to climb Mount Everest. And then here you are, you have this encounter with this negative person. Sometimes it's somebody that you know, sometimes it's somebody that you've never met them before. You're like, I don't even know you. Why are you being this way with me? The last thing you want to do is waste your positive energy. You've built yourself up to have this incredible day, to accomplish your task for today and to just be positive, and you have this person just chipping away at all of that positivity. Don't give in to them. Don't go back and forth. take the higher road, ignore them, ignore all of their negativity, don't give them any satisfaction of feeding into that negative energy. You keep your positive light, you keep shining, and your future will be so bright because negative people will always come around. As long as you're great, as long as you're awesome, as long as you're being the best version of yourself and living your fantastic life, you will have people that are jealous, that are envious because they're not putting in the necessary work. So you owe it to yourself to stay focused, stay grounded, stay humble, stay motivated, and keep doing what you have to do, and do not give into any negative energy. Thanks for joining me today, you beautiful souls. Always remember to take the higher road. Keep living your best life. Don't let anyone stop you from accomplishing all of your goals and everything that's in store. Always remember to keep it real, and I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.